In a world of medical miracles and technological breakthroughs, we often overlook the most remarkable healing system of all, the one we're born with. A man with lungs filled with cancer tumors, sent home to die, reappears 6 months later completely tumor-free. A diabetic woman recovers from a severe heart attack despite her doctor's powerlessness. A comatose accident victim regains consciousness when neurosurgeons had predicted permanent brain damage. These aren't miracles or flukes, they're glimpses into the body's extraordinary capacity for self-repair. Andrew Weil's spontaneous healing took the medical world by storm when published, becoming a number one New York Times bestseller and transforming how millions approach their health. Oprah Winfrey featured it prominently on her show, calling it a book that could change your life. The work bridges Eastern and Western medical philosophies at a time when Americans were spending billions on alternative treatments, yet receiving little guidance from conventional doctors about these approaches. What made this book revolutionary was Weil's impeccable scientific credentials combined with his openness to healing traditions from around the world, a perspective that has since influenced countless integrative medicine programs at major universities. At every biological level, from DNA to organs to the whole person, mechanisms of self-diagnosis, self-repair, and regeneration exist, ready to activate when needed. This isn't some mystical concept, it's basic biology that conventional medicine often overlooks. When ultraviolet light damages your DNA, specialized enzymes immediately recognize the defect. Endonucleases snip the affected strand. Exonucleases remove damaged portions. DNA polymerase fills in the gap with correct nucleotides, and DNA ligase connects the broken ends. This molecular repair crew works constantly, without your conscious awareness, correcting an estimated 1 million DNA errors per cell per day. Similar repair mechanisms protect against chemical damage, radiation exposure, and copying errors during cell division. The healing system extends upward through every level of biological organization, operating like a hierarchical network of restoration processes. At the cellular level, plasma membranes constantly recycle through endocytosis, replacing damaged components within hours. Mitochondria, the cellular powerhouses, can divide or fuse to maintain optimal energy production. When cells become damaged beyond repair, programmed cell death, apoptosis, ensures their orderly removal and replacement. At the tissue level, wound healing showcases an intricate dance of clotting, inflammation, immune cell recruitment, and cellular proliferation. This process involves dozens of growth factors, cytokines, and specialized cells working in precise coordination. Even organs with supposedly limited regenerative capacity, like heart muscle and neurons, show surprising healing abilities. Recent research has identified cardiac stem cells capable of producing new heart tissue, while neuroplasticity allows the brain to rewire itself and potentially regenerate damaged areas. The most dramatic examples come at the whole body level. Atherosclerosis, once thought irreversible, can actually regress when we stop introducing harmful substances and remove mental obstacles. Studies show that arterial plaques can diminish by up to 10% annually with lifestyle changes. Like polluted rivers that can self-purify when contaminants cease, arteries can heal themselves when we change lifestyle factors and emotional patterns. The healing response can be remarkably rapid, with increased coronary blood flow sometimes measurable within a month of lifestyle changes. Blood pressure, insulin sensitivity, and inflammatory markers often improve within weeks. Even at the level of mind, the healing system operates through well-documented patterns. Grief demonstrates the natural progression through stages of denial, anger, wishful thinking, depression, and finally acceptance. This process, while variable in duration and intensity, follows remarkably consistent patterns across cultures. Therapists don't create this process, they facilitate what the psyche naturally wants to do. The mind's healing capacity extends to trauma recovery, addiction recovery, and psychological growth following adversity. The most dramatic examples come at the whole body level. Atherosclerosis, once thought irreversible, can actually regress when we stop introducing harmful substances and remove mental obstacles. Studies show that arterial plaques can diminish by up to 10% annually with lifestyle changes. Like polluted rivers that can self-purify when contaminants cease, arteries can heal themselves when we change lifestyle factors and emotional patterns. The healing response can be remarkably rapid, with increased coronary blood flow sometimes measurable within a month of lifestyle changes. Blood pressure, insulin sensitivity, and inflammatory markers often improve within weeks. Even at the level of mind, the healing system operates through well-documented patterns. Grief demonstrates the natural progression through stages of denial, anger, wishful thinking, depression, and finally acceptance. This process, while variable in duration and intensity, follows remarkably consistent patterns across cultures. Therapists don't create this process, they facilitate what the psyche naturally wants to do. The mind's healing capacity extends to trauma recovery, addiction recovery, and psychological growth following adversity. The system's potential extends beyond ordinary experience, as demonstrated by cases like Vittorio Michele's healing at Lourdes, where advanced bone cancer disappeared and his destroyed pelvis regenerated. Similar cases of exceptional healing have been documented in medical literature, including spontaneous remissions of advanced cancers and regeneration of severely damaged tissues. Such cases suggest that extraordinary healing capacities exist within all humans if we can discover how to activate them. Current research in psychoneuroimmunology and epigenetics is beginning to reveal the mechanisms behind these remarkable healing responses. Modern medicine has become prohibitively expensive while following what Weil calls the Asclepian tradition, believing health requires outside intervention. This approach assumes the body needs external help to achieve wellness, leading to an over-reliance on pharmaceutical solutions and invasive procedures. Meanwhile, the Hygieian tradition maintains that health comes from living in harmony with natural law, emphasizing prevention and self-healing capabilities. These aren't just philosophical differences, but fundamentally different approaches to healing that shape how we think about and treat illness. Western medicine focuses on identifying external agents of disease and developing weapons against them, like antibiotics, while Eastern medicine enhances internal resistance to disease. The Western approach treats symptoms aggressively, often viewing the body as a battlefield where diseases must be defeated through intervention. This has led to remarkable advances in acute care, but also created problems like antibiotic resistance, where bacteria evolved to survive our strongest medicines. Eastern traditions, by contrast, use herbs, acupuncture, and dietary modifications to strengthen the body's natural defenses, creating lasting resilience without triggering resistance mechanisms. This distinction explains why Western medicine excels at trauma management, acute infections, and medical crises, but struggles with chronic conditions like autoimmune diseases, allergies, and cancer. In emergency situations where immediate intervention is necessary, the Asclepian approach proves invaluable. However, these chronic conditions often represent imbalances in the healing system itself, precisely what Eastern traditions address through their holistic approaches. Traditional Chinese medicine, for instance, views illness as a disruption in the body's natural balance and seeks to restore harmony rather than simply attacking symptoms. The integration of these traditions represents the future of medicine, combining the precision and emergency capabilities of Western approaches with the holistic wisdom of Eastern practices. By embracing the concept of an internal healing system, we can experience more healing and rely less on costly, potentially damaging medical interventions. This integrated approach might include using conventional treatments when necessary, while simultaneously supporting the body's natural healing mechanisms through diet, stress reduction, and natural remedies. Medicine that leverages these innate healing mechanisms proves more effective than symptom suppression, offering a more sustainable and affordable approach to healthcare. Examples include using mindfulness practices alongside conventional cancer treatments or combining physical therapy with acupuncture for chronic pain management. Kristen Killops developed unexplained bruising in 1974 at age 19. Blood tests revealed dangerously low counts of all blood cells, and a bone marrow biopsy showed only 2% of normal cells, aplastic anemia, likely from environmental toxin exposure. Six others on Maui developed similar conditions and died within months. After failed bone marrow transplants, doctors sent her home to die. Refusing to give up, she sought alternative healing through visualization, hypnotherapy, and a strict diet with no sugars, starches, or eggs. Despite doctors' certainty she'd never have children due to treatment toxicity, Kristen recovered completely. 20 years later, she's a healthy naturopathic doctor and mother of four who runs, swims, and teaches yoga. Alan Kopular, a Yale-educated molecular biologist diagnosed with mixed cell lymphoma, rejected chemotherapy despite his oncologist's pressure. Instead, he adopted a strict macrobiotic diet of brown rice, miso soup, beans, cooked vegetables, and sea vegetables. After 11 months of stability, his lymph nodes began shrinking, and within weeks they were completely gone. His blood work normalized, amazing his oncologist, who admitted Al was the only patient he knew who achieved complete cancer remission through diet therapy alone. Harvey Sandler's story is equally compelling. After surgery for a brain tumor left him nearly blind with severe cognitive impairment, doctors told his wife Phyllis he would never make independent decisions again. Refusing to accept this verdict, she found another neurosurgeon willing to operate. After the second surgery and proper medication management, Harvey began a slow recovery that transformed both of them spiritually. "I've assumed responsibility for my life. This illness is one of the biggest gifts I've ever had," he later reflected. These aren't isolated cases. Oliver Walston's severe rheumatoid arthritis of 40 years disappeared completely after a single chance bee sting. John Luja's scleroderma, which doctors said would kill him, vanished after he rejected prednisone and created his own treatment regimen using vinegar, whole lemons, aloe vera juice, and high-dose vitamin E. Margene Ferguson's stubborn hypertension normalized when she finally surrendered control and said, "Just let go. Let whatever happens happen." After traveling through South America searching for exotic healing wisdom, Weil ironically found what he was seeking back home in Tucson, Arizona. His neighbor repeatedly urged him to meet Dr. Robert Fulford, an elderly osteopathic physician practicing a gentle form of manipulation. Initially skeptical due to his medical doctor prejudices, Weil finally visited Dr. Fulford, whose simple office contained no typical medical equipment. When Weil complained of neck stiffness, Dr. Fulford had him lie down and used a percussion hammer, a modified dental drill with a vibrating disc, on various points of his body. The treatment was gentle and relaxing. He cradled Weil's head with the lightest pressure and finished with some spinal manipulations. Though initially skeptical about such minimal intervention, Weil's neck improved, and he began observing Fulford's practice regularly. Dr. Fulford's approach was remarkable for its simplicity and effectiveness. He took minimal patient histories, performed brief examinations, and used the same gentle techniques on everyone. Patients improved dramatically, often after just one session, with Fulford telling them, "I took the shock out of your system. Now just let old Mother Nature do her job." From his time with Dr. Fulford, Weil learned several key principles that transformed his own medical practice. The body wants to be healthy, as health is its natural, balanced state. Healing is a natural power, the vis medicatrix naturae of Hippocrates, that's missing from conventional medical education. The body functions as a unified whole with all parts connected. There is no separation between mind and body. Finally, a practitioner's beliefs strongly influence patients' healing powers. The discovery in his own backyard after his worldwide search taught Weil a powerful lesson. Most people don't need to look elsewhere for healing. While treatment comes from outside, healing comes from within, its source in our very nature as living organisms. The healing system, while always operative, can be overwhelmed when its capacity is inadequate for the required task. Understanding these obstacles is crucial for optimizing healing potential. Lack of energy represents the first major obstacle. Healing demands metabolic energy from properly digested food. A young woman with a non-healing bone fracture illustrates this principle. Her healing ability only returned after 10 weeks of thyroid treatment corrected her underlying hypothyroidism. Common causes of insufficient metabolic energy include inadequate diets, impaired digestion, often stress-related, improper breathing, and excessive energy expenditure through overwork or stimulant use. Poor circulation forms another significant barrier. Diabetics exemplify how compromised blood flow impairs healing. Even minor foot injuries can develop into non-healing ulcers because atherosclerotic arteries cannot deliver sufficient oxygen and nutrients. Restricted breathing interferes with healing by compromising brain function, nervous system operation, heart activity, and all bodily organs. Breathing may be the body's master function, affecting all others. Most people never receive proper instruction about optimizing breathing as a harmonizer of mind and body. Toxins severely diminish healing responses. We absorb them through food, water, air, prescription medications, over-the-counter drugs, and recreational substances. Electromagnetic pollution may be this century's most dangerous form because it's invisible. Toxins can damage DNA, disrupt biological controls, weaken defenses, and promote diseases like cancer. Perhaps most significant are mental obstacles. The mind powerfully influences healing, both positively and negatively. Spontaneous healing can be triggered by mental events, but also frustrated by habitual thought patterns. The mind can depress immunity and unbalance the autonomic nervous system, disrupting digestion, circulation, and other internal functions. Many healers worldwide believe health and illness have primarily spiritual rather than physical causes. They work in an invisible realm beyond ordinary senses. Considering factors like karma, ancestral influence, spirit possession, or psychic attack. Scientific materialism rejects these perspectives, yet the spiritual dimension of healing deserves consideration when optimizing the healing system. Food choices represent one area where we have substantial control over our healing potential. Five key dietary factors deserve special attention: total calories, fat, protein sources, fruits and vegetables, and fiber. Research shows that experimental animals consuming fewer than recommended calories live longer with lower disease rates. This undernutrition benefit likely applies to humans, though it remains unproven. Most of us are overnourished, eating not from physical hunger, but to address emotional needs. Fat consumption represents perhaps the most critical dietary factor affecting healing ability. Saturated fats from animal products and artificially hydrogenated oils damage cardiovascular health and impair healing. Trans fatty acids in margarine and processed foods may severely compromise the healing system by damaging cell membranes and hormones. The healthiest choice is olive oil, especially extra virgin, which reduces bad cholesterol without lowering good cholesterol. Omega-3 fatty acids from cold water fish, hemp oil, or flax seeds provide anti-inflammatory benefits essential for healing. Fish appears to be a very healthy protein source, with populations eating the most fish showing highest longevity and lowest disease rates. Plant proteins like grains, beans, nuts, and especially soybeans offer advantages by combining protein with fiber and carbohydrates. Soy foods contain beneficial phytoestrogens that may protect against hormone-related diseases. Fruits and vegetables offer significant protection against cancer, heart disease, and other ailments while supporting immunity and healing. While researchers often isolate compounds like beta-carotene for supplements, Weil recommends whole foods over isolated nutrients, noting that other carotenes like alpha-carotene and lycopene may be equally important or work synergistically. Beyond diet, protecting yourself from environmental toxins is crucial. Install air filters in your home, use water filtration systems, choose organic foods when possible, and take antioxidant supplements to neutralize inhaled pollutants. Avoid handling household pesticides and herbicides, and minimize exposure to electromagnetic fields from electric blankets, heating pads, and clock radios placed near your head. Natural tonics can increase the efficiency of the healing system and help neutralize harmful influences. Garlic dramatically benefits the cardiovascular system by lowering blood pressure, reducing cholesterol, and inhibiting blood clotting. Ginger improves protein digestion, treats nausea, protects against ulcers, and modulates inflammation. Green tea contains valuable catechins that lower cholesterol and have significant anti-cancer properties. Milk thistle enhances liver cell metabolism and protects against toxic injury. Astragalus strengthens debilitated patients and increases general disease resistance. Siberian ginseng provides remarkable adaptogenic, stress-protective properties, while traditional ginseng improves appetite, digestion, muscle tone, and depleted sexual energy. The mind influences healing through four key activities: belief, thought, mental imagery, and emotion. Belief powerfully shapes perception and enables healing responses, as demonstrated by the placebo effect. Just as someone who believes they can find four-leaf clovers actually discovers them, belief opens possibilities for healing that skepticism may block. Buddhist psychology views addiction to thought as a major obstacle to healing because it removes us from present reality into past, future, and fantasy. Thoughts generate anxiety, guilt, fear, and sadness that obstruct healing. While stopping thought completely is nearly impossible, we can disengage attention from it by focusing on bodily sensations or breath, which anchor us in the present moment. The mind's eye has a special connection to the healing system through the visual cortex. Though we all experience mental imagery, few receive training to harness this powerful mind-body communication channel. Working with visualization therapists can help develop personalized healing images with emotional charge, like the man who cured his persistent wart by visualizing a steam shovel removing it, or the patient who managed autoimmune disease by imagining protective white cells as motorcycle police. While many meditation advocates recommend emotional control, Weil believes cultivating passion may better facilitate spontaneous healing. The intensity of emotion, whether positive or negative, gives it power to affect bodily function, while apathy obstructs healing. Depression represents potential energy turned inward that could catalyze healing if accessed and redirected. Our capacity to feel joy may be linked to our capacity to feel despair. A person capable of depression may also be more capable of experiencing the ecstasy that can trigger healing responses. The spiritual dimension of healing often centers around breath, the vital essence that gives power to material forms. In many languages, the words for spirit and breath are the same: Sanskrit prana, Greek pneuma, Hebrew ruach, Latin spiritus. Breath represents the rhythmic pattern of expansion and contraction seen throughout the universe. Working with breath is both spiritual practice and a way to regulate bodily functions and tone the healing system. Simple breathing practices can transform health. The relaxing breath, exhaling completely through the mouth, inhaling quietly through the nose to a count of 4, holding for 7, and exhaling audibly through the mouth to a count of 8, can cure digestive problems, cardiac arrhythmias, high blood pressure, anxiety, and insomnia when practiced regularly. Reflecting on many cases of spontaneous healing, Weil identified 7 common strategies that could dramatically increase healing success if more patients adopted them. 1. Do not take no for an answer. Successful patients reject discouraging words from health professionals who claim nothing more can be done. they maintain hope and seek alternatives. 2. Actively search for help. Healing comes to those who aggressively seek solutions, asking questions, reading extensively, visiting libraries, contacting authors, consulting friends, and traveling to meet promising practitioners. 3. Seek out others who have been healed. Finding someone who recovered from your condition powerfully neutralizes medical pessimism and provides both inspiration and practical guidance. 4. Form constructive partnerships with health professionals. The ideal practitioner believes in your ability to heal, empowers your search, and makes you feel supported. Good doctors willingly admit when they don't know something and take pleasure in seeing you heal regardless of the methods you choose. 5. Do not hesitate to make radical life changes. Many healed patients transform themselves during their illness journey, making significant changes to relationships, jobs, homes, diet, and habits. Illness often forces us to confront long-ignored issues. 6. Regard illness as a gift. Successful patients often come to see illness as their greatest opportunity for personal growth. Viewing illness as an undeserved misfortune may block the healing system, while recognizing it as a catalyst for necessary change can unlock healing potential. 7. Cultivate self-acceptance. Accepting oneself with all imperfections represents surrender to a higher will. Change occurs more readily in this climate of surrender than in confrontation. This doesn't mean giving up hope for renewed health, but accepting present circumstances to move beyond them, getting your ego and concepts out of the way to let the body heal itself. These strategies emerge from patients who refuse to accept negative prognoses and instead found their own paths to wellness. They represent a fundamental shift from passive patienthood to active participation in one's own healing journey. When illness strikes, you must take responsibility for your own healthcare decisions rather than allowing others to decide for you. Understanding the strengths and limitations of conventional medicine is crucial. It excels at trauma management and handling acute crises like heart attacks, hemorrhages, and infections. The key is recognizing when conventional intervention is appropriate and when alternative approaches might better support your healing system. Frederick, a 65-year-old minister committed to natural medicine, sought help for worsening digestive pain that had persisted for a year. The pain started in his stomach, spread to his chest, left arm, jaw, and back, worsened with exertion and lying flat, and improved when sitting up. Without correct medical intervention, Frederick would likely have suffered a fatal heart attack. His story illustrates the danger of ignoring unusual, persistent symptoms that should alarm both patients and providers. Conversely, Mary Kay, a 40-year-old ICU nurse with elevated liver enzymes and high iron levels, received no helpful treatment options from university specialists. When she suggested phlebotomy to reduce iron, they dismissed the idea. 2 years later, she consulted Weil, who encouraged her to try phlebotomy, adjust her diet, take vitamins, and use herbal remedies like milk thistle for her liver. With a cooperative family doctor supervising the blood draws, her iron levels normalized and her liver function gradually returned to normal. Joyce N., a 70-year-old retired teacher with rheumatoid arthritis for 40 years, had remarkably avoided all medications stronger than aspirin despite doctors' recommendations. When winter approached and her pain increased, she sought gentler alternatives. Weil recommended eliminating dairy, reducing meat consumption, adding omega-3 fatty acids, avoiding certain fats, taking antioxidants and herbs, swimming regularly, practicing relaxing breath, and seeing a hypnotherapist. Within 6 weeks during the coldest time of year, typically her worst, she experienced remarkable improvement. These cases demonstrate that the most effective approach often integrates conventional diagnostics with alternative treatments that support the body's healing system rather than suppressing symptoms. The goal should be to use each tradition for its strengths while avoiding its weaknesses. For cancer, a special case where the healing system has already failed significantly, Weil recommends having surgical excision if possible, as even partial tumor removal may help your healing system. When considering radiation or chemotherapy, obtain accurate statistics on success rates for your specific cancer type and stage. For alternative therapies, seek statistical outcome data, assess toxicity risks, and speak with former patients. Regardless of treatment choice, improve general health through diet changes, exercise, supplements, visualization, relationship healing, and lifestyle modifications that support your healing system. Imagine a future where medicine focuses on healing rather than disease, where hospitals resemble spas teaching healthy living principles, and where doctors partner with patients using the best of conventional and alternative approaches. By embracing the body's remarkable capacity for self-repair and integrating diverse healing traditions, we can transform both individual health outcomes and our entire healthcare system.